Andy Moon with Andy Orford. Andy, what are your emotions like after an afternoon like that?
I'm angry, mate, obviously. We haven't started the game well enough again. And we thought we turned a bit of a corner at Cheltenham last week with a good performance and got a good point, because any point on your travels is a good point. But we haven't turned up today in the right way first half.
Can you put your finger on what's happened?
Piece. We switched off at two set pieces, Andy, which gives them a massive lift, obviously. You know, and then between that, we've hit the post, and we should score. It's a great chance, and we should score. It's close, obviously. It's fine margins, isn't it? But if that goes in from Taylor, it's one apiece, and we get the lift then. But no, we've switched off for the two goals, two set pieces, two short corners. I think our lads are expecting it is the norm in this league to be launched into the box, and fair play to Wimbledon, they've gone short and we're ruthless and punished us, but we can't switch off like that.
Frustrating the second half again. You had good periods but couldn't make the break.
Yeah, we just got momentum going, and we'd had a bit of momentum, couldn't get the breakthrough to make it game on, and then Dan's foolishly, in my opinion, and it's a silly challenge, it's a rash challenge, doesn't need to do that. If he was 17 making his fourth or fifth appearance, I could understand it, but this isn't me caning Dan Butler. I just think he's a good player, Dan, and I like him a lot, but it's a big learning curve for him today. You know, he's just got into the side, and now he's going to be out. Someone else is going to get an opportunity, and you can't be making challenges like that when you're on a yellow card.
How disappointing was it, the way the game just completely petered out?
Yeah,
to conclude?
10 men. It was very difficult, obviously. You know, we were on the front foot with 11 at the start of the second half and probably having our best spell in the game. And then I think that knocked everybody's belief when Dan got sent off. And they saw it out very well.
Matt Tubbs, obviously plenty of talk about this week. The threat almost seemed, the script was written for him today. You know what a threat
is. Yeah, it's a good finish. You know, and he's done that all season for Wimbledon. And yeah, he's slotted that in well today.
There were a fair few boos as the final was to go. What message would you have for those fans?
I've never had a problem with the supporters vetting their anger or vetting their applause one way or the other. You know, when we win, they sit out there and they applaud us. When we don't win and they're not too happy, then they vet their anger, and they pay their money. They have every right to do that. Obviously, all I ask is for them to be supportive during the 90 minutes, before and after the game. You know, they have the right to do that. I've got no problem with that. I've always had a good relationship with them. I'm sure some of them aren't happy with me at the moment because I'm the figurehead and I lead it, but I won't. There's no giving up from me. We've got a lot to sort out, obviously, and we need to keep going. And I keep saying, can we work any harder? Well, we're going to have to. I think we all work very hard at the moment, but there's going to have to be more work done. And we're going to have to start working a lot harder, every single one of us, to start trying to get some results.
Just finally now, I'll do a bit on Luton in a sec, but finally for now, Matt Fish not in the squad today. Has he gone back? Is he?
Not yet, no. His loan's not up until January the 3rd. So decisions, you know, there's some decisions in the pipeline, obviously, but no, he's still officially our player.
Is he likely to go back? Or?
Well, yeah, I've got to talk to him about that. Obviously, he's not been in the, you know, he's on the bench last week. He's not in the squad today, so me and him need to have a conversation about that.